I would like to say I can promise that it'll run smooth from here on out in the service, but I cannot make that promise. We may just continue. Our scripture will be 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23, and I'd like Mackenzie, if she would. I have it printed out here, if that'd make it easier for you.
For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without law, not being without law towards God, but under law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I become all things to all men, that I might be all means, save some. Now I do this for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker of it with you.
Everyone got that, right? I got one main point from that scripture. And it was, I become all things for all men. There was a point where I was a painter for Sally, for Heather and Will. I was a carpenter for Tom and Melissa. I was a painter, carpenter, plumber, electrician. If I was at a soccer game, Harrison's in the goal, heated game. He falls out, take cleats to the forehead, bleeding all over the place. I couldn't be a doctor. I'd have to call Paul. Paul could handle that one. How could I be all things? It's not meant that literal. There is no way we can be all physical things to everybody. It'd be nice, but we can't. I like the way the Message version has that same scripture. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people, religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized. However, I did not take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered their world and tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempt to lead those who I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the Message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it. That's being all things. Being able to meet people on their grounds, in their life. You know, we're kind of taught, we come to church, we bring the lost here. People should live the way we live. Being believers, we know how we're supposed to live. But that also affects how we reach other people. We must have a flexible moral compass. If you notice, I didn't say we need flexible morals. As believers, we have to focus on God and living a godly lifestyle. If we kind of look at where we travel north using a compass, which I left with my lovely wife. But if the setting is north, up, and we think we always have to head north, everything we do must line up as church. I've shared the story of Jason several times. Was a kid we knew years back, very messed up. Transgender. Come up missing, wound up in Nashville. Parents worried about him. We knew he had to be found. And I talked to his pastor. And his pastor said, "That's great. Yes, we need to go look for him." My first thing I told him was, "Great, we need all the help we can get. Because we're probably going to wind up having to go into several gay bars just to find him." His first words were, "Oh no, I can't do that." We have a mindset that Christians don't go into gay bars. That's not what a godly person does. No, a godly person, myself as an example, would not do that for entertainment. There'd be something wrong with that. Godly people don't do and don't hang around with certain folks for us. In that sense, we'd be right. I shouldn't be hanging around in bar rooms. That wouldn't be heading north. Which apparently, this way's north, according to a Walmart compass. And we're supposed to journey north, towards God, godly lifestyle, all the time. But say there is someone over here that needs help, that needs God's love, who is in a gay bar. I can go this way to him. Can we find ourselves in a bad situation doing things? In a heartbeat. If we do it on our own. If I decide, most of you know my track record, if I decide on my own to take on a bar ministry because I think that's what I should be doing, I'm probably going to wind up living back in the bars again because it's of what I think. If God tells me I need to be there because I can relate to certain folks, everything will be fine. Because I do have my moral compass, flexible moral compass. Because even being here, when I'm done, I know exactly where north is, and God will bring me back. I do construction. I don't know how many of you have been on construction sites. So I am thankful for when I work for people like Sally, Tom, and Melissa. I get to be around godly people. Construction sites are not full of godly people most of the time. Sounds like a shipyard a lot of times, a lot of sailors. But that's okay for me to be in that. That's where God has placed me. I've been able to reach a lot of people because I can keep my morals. I can stay focused on God, but yet still be in a completely ungodly area. The job I'm on now, they're having a security system put in, and the guy that's installing it was a younger version of me back in the day. He got to talking about drinking all the time, just to be happy, it turns out, burying things. But by the end of the day, we were talking about God, talking about church. Blew his mind when he found out I was a pastor. So that didn't sound like church. I met him on his grounds. Didn't sound a whole lot different from him. But I knew where north was. I stayed focusing north. And the God in my north showed through and reached him. It wasn't anything of my doing. It was all God. But I let him put me in a place where most people wouldn't want to be. We like comfort. It's not comfortable being around ungodly people in ungodly places, even though those were very familiar areas for me at one time. It is not of my choosing now, but God can do so much in those areas. That's where God wants to use us. That's also the cool part, is God wants to, because he sure doesn't need us. It amazes me every day when I see him use me, because I remember me. One other thing I find myself doing a lot less now, thank God, than before, was I had to know exactly how everything was going to turn out. When God said, go do this, I was like, okay, why? Who's going to be there? Then I try to figure, well, what time am I going to go? What time are we going to get done? What are we bringing? This, and plan the whole thing out. You know what happens when I do that? That becomes me. And 99.9% of the times it doesn't work. It's okay to plan. We're foolish to not have some kind of plan set up. I'll let God take it over. It's okay to not know what's next. It's kind of fun. The community outreach that we're doing Saturday, I met with two of the different teams and we were discussing it. And it was brought up, well, do we need to vote on it? Do we need to think about it some more? And Paul looked up at all of us and said, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. What do you say we just do it? So we're just going to do it. We're going to show up with hot dogs and chips and drinks. We don't even know how many people are going to help. We don't know who's going to show up, if anyone even shows up. But you know what? That doesn't matter. we're doing what God has told us to do. And God's going to take care of the rest. God's pretty good at being God. I don't know if you've noticed that. Especially when I get out of his way. We hear all the time, God's in control. Everything down here, God is in control. We are. We control whether we let him do something or whether he's not. We choose whether to give him free rein or to stand in his way. I'm not standing in the way anymore. I spent too many years doing that. There's so much God wants to do in this community. In the world in general, but in this community. That's the ones we're called to. This is a very broken town. There's some very ugly things going on in this town. But the only way these folks are going to get touched is if we go to them. Keeping our focus north on God. And it'll work.